Today, we inaugurate our 44th president, Barack Obama, and our 47th vice president, Joe Biden. Our inaugural traditions go all the way back to the very beginnings of our democracy. We're listening to an ensemble from a city with a pivotal role in shaping that democracy. This is the Boston Camerata. Boston Camerata has a concert program of political songs from early America, and I recently talked with the artistic director of the group, Anna Zema. She told me about a song called Liberty Tree.
The text of Liberty Tree was written by Thomas Paine in 1775, and he wrote this text on a pre-existing English song, which was called, I believe, Once the Gods of the Greeks, or something like that. You know, it's good propaganda. You pick up a good tune that everybody knows, and then you set your own words to it. And lo and behold, actually, this song was extremely popular right then and there. And it's part of the secular cult, if you were, that the Young Republic sort of put in place very early on about the love of liberty and you know, what the virtues of the Young Republic means to those who finally arrived on these shores.
Ye chariot of light from the regions of day, the goddess of liberty came. 10,000 celestials directed the way and thither conducted the dame. This tall budding branch from the garden above, where millions with millions agree, she brought in her hand as a pledge of her love, the plant she called Liberty Tree. This celestial exotic struck deep in the ground, like a native it flourished and bore. The fame of its fruit through the nations around to seek out its peaceable shore. Unmindful of names or distinction they came, for freemen like brothers agree. With one spirit endowed they one friendship pursued, and their temple was Liberty Tree. Beneath this fair branch, like the patriarchs of old, their bread in contentment they eat. Unwearied with trouble of silver or gold, or the cares of the grand and the great, with timber and tar they old England supplied, supported her power on the sea. Her battles they fought without having a groat, for the honor of Liberty Tree. But hear, all ye swains, 'tis a tale most profane, how all the tyrannical powers, King Commons and Lords, are uniting amain to cut down this guardian of ours. From the east to the west, blow the trumpet to arms, through the land let the sound of it flee. Let the far and the near all unite with a cheer in defense of our liberty.
The tyrannical powers, kings, commons, and lords are uniting to cut down this guardian of ours. From the east to the west, blow the trumpet to arms. Through the land, let the sound of it flee. Let the far and the near all unite with a cheer in defense of our Liberty Tree. That's a song for democracy from 1775, based on a poem by Thomas Paine. Baritone Donald Wilkinson and bass Joel Fredrickson in concert in Baltimore with the ensemble Boston Camerata. In this portion of PT on this Inauguration Day, we're hearing some political songs from early America with the group the Boston Camerata. Thomas Jefferson was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence, but Jefferson was also a politician, and when he was a presidential candidate in 1800, he got his message out in part with a song called Jefferson and Liberty. Here's Anna Zema of Boston Camerata.
Rejoice, Columbia's son, rejoice, to tyrants never bent to the knee. but join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty. It's a great, great text. And, you know, aren't they all politicians? But it is a very powerful text. And here it's set to pre-existing music by Joel Cohen to the tune of Green Sleeves. We don't have a tune for that text, but we can surmise that it was probably sung to an easy tune, a tune that's recognizable by all.
There's a great history now of campaign songs. Is this the first one that we know of?
This is apparently the first one we know of. It apparently dates back to 1801. I find it quite fascinating because it's already from Georgia to Lake Champlain, from sea to Mississippi shore. There's already an idea of the broadness, the vastness of this place.
Anna Zema is artistic director of Boston Camerata. Here's tenor Tim Evans of the group with Jefferson and Liberty in concert in Baltimore.
The gloomy night before us flies, the reign of terror now is o'er. Gags inquisitors and spies, its herds of harpies are no more. Rejoice, Columbia's sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. But join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty. No lordling here with gorging jaws shall wring from industry the food, nor fiery bigots' holy laws lay waste our fields and streets in blood. Rejoice, Columbia's sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. But join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty. Here strangers from a thousand shores, compelled by tyranny to roam, shall find amidst abundant stores a nobler and a happier home. Rejoice, Columbia's sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee, but join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty. From Georgia to Lake Champlain, from seas to Mississippi shore, ye sons of freedom now proclaim, the reign of terror is no more. Rejoice, Columbia's sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. But join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty. Rejoice, Columbia's sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. But join with heart and soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty.
Jefferson and Liberty, a campaign song for presidential candidate Thomas Jefferson. Tenor Tim Evans from the early music ensemble Boston Camerata in concert in Baltimore. Our very first president was celebrated in art and legend, in stories and in songs. And this next song was actually originally a Scottish hymn called Saw Ye My Savior. But somebody in the new American Republic changed the words to Saw Ye My Hero George. George Washington, of course. Here are members of Boston Camerata in concert.
But no tidings can
Saw ye my hero George, as in George Washington, American words set to an old Scottish hymn that was Boston Camerata in concert in Baltimore. Boston Camerata has a concert program of music with political themes from early in our country's history. But Anna Zema, artistic director of Boston Camerata, says some of those songs resonate with today's politics.
Most of us know Simple Gifts. This song has been the sort of the banner of Shaker music for a long time. But The Blessing of Peace is a little bit different. One could call it an anthem. And it reflects the deep reflection of Shakers about the world. Shakers are not cut off from the world. What happened in the world mattered a lot to them. There were pacifists. For example, in this anthem, the singer says, "What millions from torture rooms and racks and devouring flames have looked and wept and prayed towards liberty and peace." I mean, it's impossible not to find an echo in this song and hear a voice of prophecy and have a mirror of our recent disarray in America when you sing this anthem or you hear it.
From sequestered valleys and desolate mountains, from lonely cottages and silent groves, from torture racks and racks and devouring flames, have looked and wept and prayed. Let us be thankful and rejoice. Let us sing praises. Let us sing praises. Let us honor and glorify our God forever, forever and thankful. Let us be thankful and rejoice. Let us sing praises. Let us sing praises. Let us honor and glorify our God. Forever, forever, and ever.
Members of Boston Camerata with a Shaker tune called The Blessings of Peace. Anna Zema was the soloist. Anna Zema is also artistic director of Boston Camerata. That was a concert at Mandel Hall. That was a concert at Mandel Hall in members of Boston Camerata. Coming up on this special Inauguration Day edition of PT, lots more music with presidential connections, including, in just a moment, music inspired by two presidents. You're listening to American Public Media's Performance Today.